Hi there, good morning. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. Let's start with the headlines first. Fed signals bond buying taper may start soon. UK riles India with VAT certificate snub. Japan's Kubota may raise stake in Escorts. WHO raises bar for air quality. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of the markets. The last trade is likely to have a positive start this morning. Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded 103 points higher at 820 hours. Asian shares were mostly higher on Thursday after the Federal Reserve signaled it may begin easing its extraordinary support measures for the economy later this year. Shares rose in Hong Kong, Shanghai and Australia. Markets were closed in Tokyo. Elsewhere, the yield on 10-year treasuries declined 2 basis points to 1.30%. The dollar hit its highest in a month on Thursday and pressed the euro towards major support levels. Oil prices rose on Thursday, extending strong gains overnight with fuel demand growing and crude stocks declining as production remains hampered in the US Gulf of Mexico after two hurricanes. Brent crude futures rose 17 cents or 0.2% to $76.36 a barrel. That said, here's what is making news. With a 21% growth in assets under management between March and August, aided by strong equity flows and improving SIPs, asset management companies are headed for strong re-rating, say analysts. Net inflow from equity funds so far in FY22 was Rs. 45,000 crore compared with a cumulative outflow of Rs. 43,400 crore in FY21. Among the listed AMCs, Nippon Life has grown equity AUM by 18% between March and August, while UTI AMC and HDFC AMC reported growths of 23% and 12% respectively in the period. UTI, which rallied 40% in 3 months, is still trading at a valuation of 23 times FY23 estimated PE, which is a discount of 44% and 32% to HDFC AMC and Nippon respectively. Mid and small cap stocks are back to their winning ways after a spell of weakness in July and August, with the rally in blue chips showing signs of fatigue after spearheading the record-breaking market rally in the past 2 months. Analysts say smaller shares are better placed to gain in the near future. Edelby Securities said trends of the past decade and a half showed relative performances between large cap, small and mid cap indices usually result in reversion to mean. Small cap and mid cap indices are up 3.5% and 5.5% respectively so far in September. The Sensex is up 2.4% during the same period. Freshworks, the first Indian software maker to list on Nasdaq, raised over $1 billion in its IPO while recording market cap of over $10 billion, triggering allegation among startup mavens who expect the listing to open the floodgates for other mega product companies from the country. The company's co-founder and CEO Girish Mathrubhutam said that apart from opening the door for other Indian SaaS firms to go public, the Freshworks IPO has created a lot of wealth for his employees. Over 500 staff have become crorepatis, 69 of them under the age of 30, he said. Lastly, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the US Central Bank could begin scaling back asset purchases in November and complete the process by mid-2022, after officials revealed a growing inclination to raise interest rates next year. Powell explaining the US Central Bank's first step towards withdrawing emergency pandemic support for the economy told reporters that tapering could come as soon as the next meeting. That refers to the policy gathering on November 2-3, though he left the door open to waiting longer if needed and stressed that tapering was not meant to start a countdown to lift off from zero interest rates. Now before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Adani Ports said Wednesday that it concluded the acquisition of a 10.4% stake that the Andhra Pradesh government held in Gangavaram Port for Rs. 645 crore. Kalpataru Power Transmission has won an arbitration award of more than $32 million against the Rwanda Energy Group. Emphasis has acquired Blink UX, a user experience research strategy and design firm, for about $94 million in an all-cash deal. IDFC shareholders has rejected the proposal to appoint Vinod Rai as a non-independent, non-executive director of the company's board at its AGM. Do also check out over 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing.